Kamikaze carried on with her escape plans. They were all completely crazy. For the first one, she persuaded Hiccup and Fishlegs to help her knit their waistcoats into two ropes, and she attached one end of a rope to a fish head and the other one to one of the bars in the window. She then spent 3 nights in a row throwing the fish head out of the window, hoping for a passing dragon to catch it. Finally, her patience was rewarded when it was snapped up by a hungry Gronkle who flew off with it, the rope pulling out the bar in the window before it snapped. Kamikaze squirmed out the window and down the rope, which dangled 20 metres above the ground. She held on for as long as she could, but eventually had to let go and landed on a fat soldier playing dice under an umbrella with a dozen fellow soldiers below. They were then moved to another, supposedly more secure cell on the ground floor. Kamikaze wasn't about to give up with this little setback, though. She spent 4 days tunnelling her way out of their new prison with Hiccup's helmet. Unfortunately, the tunnel came out right slap bang in the middle of the consul's bathroom. A naked fat consul screeched for reinforcements, and they were moved back to the tower room again, where the window had been repaired. Her third plan was the craziest of all. She ambushed the soldier who brought them their food every day, knocking him out with his own food tray. She was planning to wear his clothes to pass herself off as a soldier. "It'll never work," said Hiccup. "You'll get caught. You're a girl, for starters, and you're only 4 foot high. There are no 4 foot high soldiers. They don't let them in the army." "Oh, you're always bringing up problems," grumbled Kamikaze, putting on the soldier's helmet, which was so big she could hardly see out of it. "And let's face it, they're going to be really cross you knocked out one of their men," Hiccup pointed out, looking at the soldier slumbering peacefully in his Roman underwear on the floor. "Why don't you face it?" snapped Kamikaze. "Look at you, staring out the window all day long. Your father is never going to come." Hiccup flinched. "He'll come," he said defiantly. Kamikaze had to turn up the sleeves of the soldier's shirt 4 times. The tunic trailed some way along the ground behind her. She looked like a very small military person in a wedding dress. "The great Kamikaze will be back home, guys, while you are facing those gladiators on Saturday, Saturday." She took 3 steps and fell flat on her face. The boys tried very hard not to laugh. With great dignity, Kamikaze got back on her feet again. She picked up the front of the tunic like she really was a bride. "You can't keep a bog burglar under lock and key," she said, taking the keys from the tunic pocket and unlocking the cell door. With a final bustle of skirts, she was gone. Hiccup looked out the window again. "He'll come," said Hiccup. The rain was being blown through the window at such a rate that he had been driven from his usual post, but now he peered through the bars, seeking for the sails that were not there. There was only rain and more rain, pouring down relentlessly on the ocean, drumming on the rocks, sogging up the heather, and filling the pockets of the poor sentries as they stood, sandals full of mud, dreaming of Roman sunshine. The wind shrieked across the ocean, up over the grim black cliffs and through the Roman courtyards of the fort. And as it came through Hiccup's barred window, blowing in great drenching streams of water, it seemed to be answering, "But he's late." Kamikaze didn't return that night. Hiccup and Fishlegs wondered with amazement if she really had escaped this time. But the soldier who brought their food that evening very grumpily told them she had been caught within 2 seconds of leaving the tower and put into solitary confinement for 3 days.
"And serve her right, the little barbarian," said the soldier, rubbing the lump on his head.
3 days, said Fishlegs excitedly. "At least we'll have some peace and quiet around here."
"Kamikaze's all right, really," said Hiccup.
Said Fishlegs, unconvinced. "But she's very pleased with herself, and she never stops talking. I'm looking forward to a nice, quiet night."